Merci.
Thank you, Chair. And thank you very much for your proposal and for the fact that you've provoked this very important debate on the ethical considerations. As you know, Chair, my country has fully understood the importance of these ethical and moral aspects of the development of artificial intelligence, and in particular, the potential of laws. For this reason, in 2019, we created a permanent body to think about ethical considerations when it comes to defense. My country created this standing body to study the integration of autonomy into lethal systems and to look at the desirable modalities. As you know, colleagues, this idea was disseminated, made public in spring, and we are using this committee in order to deepen our thinking. Moreover, the views of the Defence Ethics Committee have provided the underpinning for France's position on lethal autonomous weapon systems. The committee recalled that military ethics is a system of values. It's a system of questioning which we have developed over the last centuries. France has a military ethics which is founded on its military doctrine, as well as the internal and international normative frameworks which regulate the use of force by our armed forces. Coming on to the text that you have so kindly submitted to us, France believes that ethical considerations are important for the GGE's debate on laws. However, it doesn't seem to us to be relevant to make ethics of equal importance as international law, in particular international humanitarian law, which is the central part of the CCW and therefore the work of the GGE. The discussions this week have shown that we are far from reaching consensus on this subject. It's a very lively topic, and therefore we don't think it's important to create discussions on it at this stage in the debate when we are on the threshold of the review conference. International humanitarian law is, of course, the framework for international debates, but what ethics means can vary from one individual to another, from one state to another, or even just from one different viewpoint to another. International law, however, doesn't allow for a disparity in interpretations, and neither does national law. My delegation wishes to be clear on this point. We don't want to undermine the importance of ethical considerations. We just wish to reiterate that it's something else in terms of values other than law. It's quite different from law. So ethics cannot impose itself on the legal field. It can't invalidate the normative operational framework which we wish to create for a system of weapons, in the same way as a law would. We wish to reiterate that law and ethics are two distinct systems. This should be reflected in the text that we will adopt, or which we may not adopt. Thank you very much, Chair.